Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Simon, if I can come to you now, Volodymyr Zelensky earlier dialed the American president. Tell us about the conversation that the two leaders had and what further assistance America is mulling at this point.
Well, this is a series of conversations that has been underway between President Zelensky and President Joe Biden. Also notable that President Zelensky held a video conference on Saturday with members of the United States Senate. And that seems to have been very significant in terms of resulting in members of Congress on Capitol Hill putting added pressure on President Biden to take more stringent actions towards Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. What the Ukrainian president has been calling for days now is the implementation of a no-fly zone. As we've already said on the program, there is no prospect of that happening because the Biden administration believes that that would put America and NATO on the slope to a direct conflict with Russia that President Vladimir Putin and his senior lieutenants have all indicated could go nuclear. So the ideas that are currently on the table are, first of all, this concept of encouraging Poland to provide fighter jets to Ukraine, not the pilots, just the jets. And then the United States would replace those planes, backfill, in other words, the jets that get sent to Ukraine to assist in Ukraine's air defenses. The Russians have already indicated that they see that as tantamount to creating, in essence, a declaration of war by the West on Russia. So it's going to be interesting to see how that advances. The other idea that is fervently on the table here now is banning Russian oil imports. And we've seen the White House move strenuously over the last few hours to prepare the American public for that eventuality and the inevitable increase in fuel prices at petrol pumps from coast to coast.
We earlier played out that pointed warning from Volodymyr Zelensky for NATO, saying that the alliance will be held responsible for Ukrainian casualties over its refusal to impose a no-fly zone. We have already established what the NATO's position is on this front. But any reaction from the White House, from the United States leadership when it comes to the appeals from Zelensky and the concern that has been raised by the Ukrainian leadership over the consequences that this decision could have?
Look, I think there's no question that President Zelensky's presentation on Saturday to members of the Senate had an impact, particularly, we are told, when he said to them, I may never see you again. I may not be alive to have another conversation with you. And that apparently concentrated the minds of those senators who were on the call. But for the United States, at the end of the day, the line remains the one between NATO and Russia. They don't want to do anything that is going to see NATO directly in conflict with Russia, even if that is at the risk, ultimately, of losing Ukraine. And one of the difficulties that the Biden administration is facing is that these harrowing pictures, I mean, if you look today at the front of the New York Times, which I've got right here, you know, right above the fold, the New York Times with the picture taken by its own photographer yesterday in Irpin of those civilians who were killed by the Russians after the Russians failed to observe the ceasefire, to allow the creation of humanitarian corridors. News coverage like that is beginning to impact public opinion here, which is why we're seeing now a majority of Americans saying they would favor banning Russian oil imports, even though the price of petrol in some parts of the country is already hitting, for the modern era, record levels.
Right. Thanks very much, Simon, for those inputs and perspectives. Now,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.